To be honest, I have to be honest with you. I wanted to start taping that show, and then I was so pissed off. We did a little bit of it, did a little bit of intro, and I was so pissed off, I had to just chill. I was actually going to have a beer. I've never had a beer before the show, or anything. I just wanted to like calm down. I was so fired up. Just as a father and a human being, and a parent, and a former coach, and so we're recording late. It's after midnight, and I had to wait. I had to bring it down. I went outside. It was kind of storming out a little bit of rain. I just threw a hoodie on. I still got it on. I threw my hood up. I just sat there a little bit, tried to cool down in the rain. The Who song? What's the Who song? Let It Rain? Rain on Me? Let's look it up. We'll go with that. Oh, boy. Looking forward on Friday to have Maria back on. And I'm looking forward to tossing another show in the mix tomorrow. I think this song I'm looking for is Love Rain Over Me, right? Let's see. There it is. I don't know. Maybe this country could use a good rain to get rid of some of these scumbags who never seem to pay for their fucking crimes. It's really incredible. We talked about Nicki Minaj a few nights in a row. She's been tweeting and talking about, don't be bullied into taking these jabs. Do your homework, right? Well, I said, Fauci's going to come looking for her. He doesn't know who the hell Nicki Minaj is, but he's going to come looking for her. She has 22 million Twitter followers, and she starts tweeting like that. In Washington, D.C. terms with these criminals, that's a national security risk. And sure as enough, as you can bet. She tweeted today that she's been invited to the White House and she's going to the White House to discuss the situation. I told you they'd get to her. Now, it's going to be interesting to see what kind of rhetoric she has when she comes out of the White House. But she wasn't backing off today. She was particularly nasty tweets telling people that if you can't think for yourself out here, you're a dope. And people have lost their mind and the ability to critically analyze what they're putting into their bodies, which is I think at this point, after she followed up with those tweets, after she said she's going to the White House, they're going to send Air Force One for her. A bunch of guys in SUVs. I'm going to stuff her into the airplane and bring her here now and take her phone away. Of course, I'm kidding. Not really. Anyway, I'm calmed down somewhat. And we'll talk about it tomorrow. Tomorrow I should have more of a semblance, but it is something else. What is happening? What has happened to this country? And I don't mean to get emotional about the FBI and stuff, because I think we've done a hell of a job exposing them in the last 5+ years, and we will continue to do so, and that's why we'll do a story and a show tomorrow specifically about that. But these other people have been manipulating you and selling you bullshit, and you gotta wake up, whether it's lies about national security, about the FBI, or about pharmaceuticals, or about vaccines. You need to wake up. You need to wake up. Get back home to cool, cool rain. And let it just wash all the lies away and the bullshit. And find your own refreshing truth tellers who are going to give you the straight skinny on what the hell's going on around here. Now, speaking of straight skinny, Again, I would be remiss if I didn't tell you about the little bit of problems that the Detroit TV stations have in W. Wait a minute. What the hell happened to my stuff? I'll listen to The Who for 10 seconds. I'll be back. I did it under 10 seconds. I thought it was one of his two-minute breaks, Mildred. Who's this guy think he is? Conan O'Brien? A little bit of trouble in Detroit for ABC News. Their affiliate there on their Facebook page. Now, you can't make this up. This is what I'm talking about. This is what I've been talking about on Hotwire, which is a level on Pain.tv, where we just had a fantastic one last night. And it has stirred up all types of controversy behind the scenes. Some other journalists have contacted me and said, is this for real? Can we do something with this? I said, have at it, Hoss. Have at it, Hoss. So, about Biden and what happens when he comes home to Delaware and why he comes home so often. Well, you can't even. Anyway, as I've said on Hotwire and other places, the wheels are coming off. And these guys are in a race, said that for a number of weeks, a race almost against themselves to keep things under wraps about what's really happening out here. Here's an example. Corporate media narrative that unvaccinated people are filling up the hospitals and dying from COVID is quickly falling apart, perhaps faster than they expected. The WXYZ TV Channel 7, that's a real, it's not fake, WXYZ, it's an ABC affiliate, licensed in Detroit, Michigan. It's owned by Scripps, EW Scripps Company, formerly EW Scripps Howard Company. WXYZ TV Channel 7 in Detroit asked their viewers on their Facebook page on Friday to direct messages to them and direct message them if possible. If they lost a loved one due to COVID-19, a loved one who refused to get one of the COVID-19 vaccines. So, hey, right? All these people, all these unvaccinated people out there that have died, we want to know about your story. Pretty good indication that they're getting desperate to find these people, right? People like me, who's healthy as a horse. It's tough to say whether they got any such stories through direct messaging, but the post on their Facebook page, as of earlier today, had received 182,000 comments, and they seem to all be comments of those people who have lost loved ones after receiving a COVID shot or two, and comments asking the ABC affiliate why the fuck they're not covering that story. 182,000 comments in a couple days from an affiliate. This is an ABC News, World News Tonight. This is an affiliate in Detroit. You go through just many dozens and dozens of comments, and it's hard to find one stating that the folks lost someone to COVID after refusing a COVID-19 shot. It's only a matter of time, I was thinking, with the way Facebook has censored everybody, it's only a matter of time before WXYZ deletes this whole thread. Because they've been trying to silence and censor folks on Facebook and big tech, as you know, on these platforms about any negative stories on folks who have been vaccine injured or vaccine killed. So it's an interesting little game of chicken to see what WXYZ is going to do now, whether they're going to be pressured to take down the whole thread. We got some screenshots of comments that are representative of what people were posting. Adam Lee Marcus, 18,000 likes and comment and reactions. I know people who died painfully from the vaccine. Do you want those stories? This wasn't the response you expected, I suspect. 48,000 likes. No, we were all fine, but almost lost one of my vaccinated family members. 19,000 likes. I know someone who was fully vaccinated and always wore their mask. They were recently in ICU and passed away. 7,000 likes. A friend of a parent went into cardiac arrest and almost immediately after receiving the second dose, they were unable to revive her. I also know someone who lost a limb due to a blood clot circulation issue after being fully vaccinated. From the looks of the comments, you might want to change your story topic. 15,000 likes. Losing anyone is hard, I absolutely feel, for each of these folks. Just curious, when is this story coming out about those who lost loved ones who were fully jabbed? 5,000 likes. My father flatlined after his second dose of Moderna. 4,000 comments, likes, etc. 150 replies. It's about Lindsay Partridge. It's about 4 weeks after the second shot for me. I have chest pain all the time. I'm terrified I'm going to drop dead of a heart attack, especially after reading the comments. I've gone for an echocardiogram and have blood work later today to try to figure out my heart. I'm a very healthy person and a professional athlete and a registered nurse, 35 years old. I had Moderna times two. Lori Voorhees, WXYZ TV Channel 7. I notice you're not replying to any of these comments. You want to really gain some watchers and followers, then bust this thing wide open and report on all these people who lost their loved ones to the vaccine. Abby Fredrickson, crazy that most of the comments here are the polar opposite of what WXYZ TV Channel 7 was looking for, to fuel more fear into the public. Why don't you report what's actually happening instead? Oh, Lord. About some Quicksilver Messenger service, because we know it's all about gold and silver, so let's play a little gold and silver and maybe one or two more comments. Shauna Kirk. Now remember, these are real people, right? Because it's not like Twitter where you can sign up and be Dragon's Breath 321 and have 20,000. This guy's a real truth teller. Are you following Dragon's Breath? Or Lizard's Lair? Or all these fucking psychos? These are real people making real comments. Shauna Kirk, we lost 10 vaccinated friends and family members the past 2 weeks. Five of those were police officers and firefighters. I told you about my wife's coworker who woke up after her jab, blind for 4 days, terrified that she'd be blind permanently with two small kids, single mom. I believe she was a single mom. Her sight came back. Here's one. Riet Sinclair. My parents' neighbor woke up the next morning after the shot and suddenly completely deaf. His doctor told him it's from the vaccine. And if his hearing didn't return within a few weeks, he'll be permanently deaf. He is now permanently deaf. It goes on and on and on. I mean, this is so much for WXYZ. They look better than their ABCs and report news the way it's supposed to be reported. However, an EW Scripps company, I don't think it's going to go down that way. Based on their slant, left-leaning, to say the least, throughout the country. And old Scripps papers, newspapers, left-leaning. Many of them rag sheets now. But why isn't WXYZ reporting on this? I saw this and I said, oh, this is intriguing. Of course, this is what I'm talking about. This is the difference between what's really going on out here and how it's portrayed by these spin masters, spin doctors, and liars. The mainstream media, who's in on it? They're in on it. They're part of the corruption, part and parcel. This might be the best fucking story of the night, because 182,000 people, and this is in Detroit, remember that. Now, of course, it's on Facebook, so it spreads out a little bit, but it's one thing after another. You're free to check out WXYZ TV Detroit, their Facebook page, and see if it's still up, Channel 7. They posted this Friday, September 10th, 12:40 p.m. So probably have a quarter of a million comments by now. But hey, why pay attention to what's really going on in the country when we can all just ignore it and live a lie? That seems to be a theme, living a lie, doesn't it? Now, what else do we have tonight? Everything was going swimmingly today. We had our whole day planned out, and then enter the FBI. It's funny. I don't see all these crazed kooks who were kissing Jim Comey's ass back in the day, calling him a hero. Where are they at today? We'll talk about that tomorrow. I don't want to get fucking fired up, I swear. Well, I'm going to have to listen to it. Cross that bridge here in a little bit. Well, today they were at a strange press conference between the resident Joe Biden, Boris Mophead Johnson, and the Prime Minister Morrison from Australia. As you will see, we'll go to the videotape. It was Biden in the middle, flanked by two flat screen TVs, with each one of these puppets in their respective countries on each television. Biden forgot the name of the Prime Minister from Australia, or he never knew it to begin with. Let's go to the videotape.
Hey, Boris.
Well, good morning from Australia. I'm very pleased to join two great friends of freedom and of Australia, Prime Minister Johnson and President Biden.
I'm delighted to join President Biden and Prime Minister Morrison.
Thank you, Boris. And I want to thank that fellow down under. Thank you very much, pal. Appreciate it, Mr. Prime Minister.
Is not
You guys thought I forgot. It's Thursday. That's Radio Clash. Pirate Satellite. I didn't forget. I just wanted to start out with a little fame. I had those gymnasts on my mind. Something else, man. You see this idiot? He doesn't even know the guy's fucking name. That fella from down under. I mean, come on, man. Doesn't he say that? Come on, man. Come on, man. Come on, man. Learn the fucking name. You know what? Give this idiot an earpiece. Give him an earpiece. He's embarrassing all of us. Give him a goddamn earpiece. I don't care. Hillary used one. Why not? Help this idiot out. His family. This kleptomaniac wife of his. You think she'd help out and be like, look, we're going to give Joe an earpiece, okay? We have to help him out. You're embarrassing our family. What kind of a family? Well, we know they're hillbillies. They are toe down hillbillies. Toe fucking down hillbillies. If you loved your father or you loved your husband, you would put him out there like this? Well, I guess when you're smoking crack on a daily basis, you don't really care. What? He has no legacy. He's an embarrassment. Jimmy Carter right now is having a party every night. He went from worst president ever to Biden saying, hey, hold my beer. Can't even... What else do we have? Any more of this idiot? Let's get it out of the way. I was going to forget about Radio Clash. We have a couple other videos. Okay, let's go right back into the videotape. We'll talk about another colossal disaster by this ceramic wax dummy who we're supposed to believe was elected president of the United States. Yeah, right. Give me a break. Let's go to the videotape.
I'll hand off. You can just give a comment on what seems to be the escalation of tensions between North and South Korea.
Sure. Well, I would first note that the State Department and INDOPACOM have both put out statements as well that I would point you all to if you haven't seen them. I would note that in INDOPACOM's statement, they said they, of course, are aware of the missile launch, as are we. They've also stated that they have assessed that this event does not pose an immediate threat to U.S. personnel or territory or to our allies. The missile launch highlights the destabilizing impact of the DPRK's illicit weapons program. So I would point you to those, note those. I don't think we have additional commentary from here at this
point. Have you ever seen a White House spokesperson pull an open book test move with a cheat sheet? You have a potential nightmare unfolding in the Koreas, nuclear standoff. A reporter asks her a question and she gets out a binder and starts paging through it to get to her talking points. What the fuck is going on? Sure, I can answer that question. Let me get out my handy dandy cheat sheet here and tell you exactly what the robots told us to say. What a fucking dope. Raggedy Ann. Some people say I should call Raggedy Peppermint Patty or Raggedy Patty. Raggedy, she's not even Raggedy Ann. She's Raggedy Raggedy Ann. Last week, I noticed that she probably has some Botox work done. Now she's definitely dyed the hair red. It's a new dye job, right? That's what she's focused on. She opens up. I've never seen that in my whole life. She opens up a... Yeah, hold on. Let me get to that part of my binder that we put together. Like she's a fucking dope. Of course she is. And she sits there and reads from it. You don't know this stuff? Boom, 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 boom. They don't know anything. They're dopes. They're puppets. Now they're not even hiding it. The only thing missing from this broad is four or five strings like Howdy fucking Doody. Connected to her arm. This bird brain is a marionette. She has a cheat sheet. You don't know this right off the top of your fucking head? What are you doing all? Oh, I know what she's doing. She's making these weird TikTok videos with these idiots running around. These influencers that we're paying. They have these little series. Different series, different influencers are allowed in the White House to try to drum up support for this wooden mannequin's stupid policies. That's what she's doing. And you know, there's scripts involved. There's shooting, filming, etc. That's what she's doing. So that when it comes to a potential disastrous crisis in the Koreas, she pulls out a fucking binder. Can you imagine? This is the equivalent of sitting for a medical exam and pulling out a fucking textbook. When you're trying to be licensed as a physician or a surgeon, sitting there and whipping out a textbook or your notes, fumbling a fucker. That's what I'm saying. The whole thing is an embarrassment. It's a fucking embarrassment. It's dangerous. You know, we were watching, I was watching the clip. And she said some stupid things before that. And I was like, it's kind of marginal. I don't know if we're going to play that. And then I was doing something else and it was playing on the side, right? Didn't plan on using it. And I said, what did I? Is she fumbling? What is she doing? Is she getting out a business card? This is like at a seminar. Oh, let me give you my business card. Fumbling around. Oh, yeah, here you go. No. She's looking for how to answer a question about a geopolitical nightmare that could blow up and kill, potentially kill millions of people. She has to fumble around looking. What's next? You're going to whip out your purse and you're going to have fucking index cards? Should I stay or should I go? She should fucking go. I'll tell you that right the fuck now. Can you imagine this? You got to watch these things like a hawk. These people are idiots. I don't know what the Young Bucks have prepped for us news-wise. At the end of the show, we'll play another clip from Sky News about General Sheetcake Millie and Biden. I can't fit that in right now, but we'll put it at the back end. And we've been putting some videos at the back end, so you folks should stick around because we are dropping little surprises all over the place, left and right. The only story I know the Young Bucks are putting in tonight, because they told me, is something about this Olympic gymnast story. And so I will hold off on the clip I want to play until that time the story comes up. And let's get rocking and rolling since we're